Chair, we see this meeting of states parties as having one broad purpose, which requires two specific actions. The broad purpose is that we support measures over the next few days to strengthen the BTWC and its implementation. To achieve this end, one action we need to take is to come to agreement on the follow-up from this summer's successful MX meetings. We believe that, to be consequential, the intersessional process should build from year to year on previous MX discussions. We are fortunate to have a wide range of conclusions presented by the various MX chairs for our consideration, and there is ample scope for delegations to reach agreement on common points within the conclusions to inform and guide future MX discussions. La deuxième mesure que les États.
The second action required of states parties is to find means to overcome the BTWC's funding shortfall, which have compromised its functioning. The BTWC's budget problems threaten not only our capacity to meet, but more importantly, our ability to staff the implementation support unit, which plays an enormous role in ensuring the Convention's implementation. In ratifying the Convention, states parties agreed to take on certain responsibilities, which included not impeding its work. Yet, the failure to pay assessed contributions has had a clear negative impact on the Convention. To sustain the BTWC requires more than words. It requires that all states shoulder their annual financial obligations. Consequently, we welcome the range of proposals from the chair, the MSP chair, to help address the Convention's funding difficulties. Canada hopes that all states parties will see this meeting as an opportunity to begin to put into place measures that will help return order and certainty to the work of the BTWC. Thank you.
The chair thanks.